You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Let's talk about hair, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that we see. Let's talk about hair. What's up? It is Daniel Coy here, Daniel Coy Official on IG. And today's topic is taking care of one's self. Wow. I mean, this can go very broad. Okay. This can go very, very, very broad. But I do need to talk about it because just my own struggle where I'm putting my own creative flair, so to speak, my own creative skill on the back burner for other people just so that they can be happy. Yeah, it's a little, I'm working super hard to make other people look good, which that's my job. But there comes a time when you have to put yourself first. I'm still learning it. I will still jump over the moon for an actor, for a friend, for, you know, the peeps in my life, but it's tough, you know, even like, you know, I'm already waking up at 3 in the morning. What? I gotta wake up at 2:30 so I can do my meditation? No, sorry, not happening. You know, so it's trying to find those, that balance, you know, and as a Libra, you'd think I'd know by now. Nope, not at all. Nope, negative. So still learning that, still learning to learn that and to try to make it about me for once, like, and me, I'm not just saying, like, ooh, look at me, look what I did this, and this, and this, and this, I'm talking about when you're alone, and you're, like, I'm gonna say that depressed alone, where you're feeling a little, like, under the weather, you know, things are just, like, you know, do I want to go to work, do I want to go to the mall, do I want to go do hair, not really. You know, where you just need to take care of your morale and take care of your body, you know, like doing yoga and stretching and taking the right vitamins, eating the right things. This is a huge dilemma for me. Eating the right things. I don't cook. Everyone knows Danny does not cook. I don't have food in the fridge, so if you come over, you'll have some water, and hopefully it's a bottle that I got, just threw an extra bottle in my bag, or you're going to get some tap water, or we're going to Starbucks. That is basically how it goes. So, you know, let alone food. You know, food, if it is in there, it's probably a month old. So I order out a lot, I'm eating on set, you know, and they put their meals, which, who knows what's in those meals. So trying to really come up with a set life diet, you know, and I did have an idea. I really wanted to try to come up with some set savvy snacks that you can, like, really figure it out at Crafty. So you can have something healthy yet satisfying, and it can bring you, you know, some health in your life. You know, even just posture. Standing behind your chair, getting that, your center, you know, going back and forth from your clients, you know, we get put into some crazy situations, and doing hair, like, on the side of the road, on a apple box, and you're trying to, like, you know, the wind's coming, and the rain's happening, and you're trying to curl hair with an electricity box, or with your butane curling iron and flat iron, or your electric one, and you only have 20 minutes with your electric one, so you have to hurry up and curl the whole head, and hopefully it matches. And you know the actress never wanted you to do that anyway to her hair, so you have to deal with their personalities and have a smile and enjoy your job. Jiminy crickets. It hurts my heart. Just thinking. There's one particular situation where the girl was just a sweater. She sweat through my wig. And that's fine. You know, sweating is fine. You know, I get it. But she wanted to look like she just came out of, you know, the salon. I'm like, babe, this is a dance number. You were dancing. Yeah. We had like eight curling irons going and just huffing and puffing. But we did it. She matched. You know, there was no issues there. So, yeah. But taking it back to yourself and really not letting them hurt you or ruin your spirits or take you out of your own destiny, you know, because actors love that. Remember, it's all about the actors. Sometimes as stylists, I see you all, you know, oh, I need this, I need that, I can't do that. No. How they already have me out here for this little bit of money, baby. We are paying our bills and we're not on the street. So, yeah, get your life together. You know, we're making a decent living. Decent. We are making above average for our industry, for our craft. Okay? Our union is working hard and getting us more money. I know it's giving away things, but the money is coming in. As long as you work. Don't be lazy and just work one day a week and think you're going to make as much as you do for a whole week. So that money being stable, right? That's going to make you stable in your home life. At home, you'll be able to have, you know, you won't have to work every day because you have extra money coming in. Like, you know, just taking care of yourself, you know, paying your bills on time, you know, and your due bills, you know, all that crap. It's not just exercise. It's not just, you know, eating the right things. It's like even mentally, like, am I going to take this actor's bullshit as my own? Because that's what it is. Am I going to take it as my own? You know, of course, I love supporting. I love helping. I love aha moments. I love, you know, girlfriend time, because truthfully, my clients, my actors that I work with, like, those are my friends. I don't have friends. That's not what I do. So I guess that's where I put a little bit too much of myself into it, but, you know, I got to, you know, that's what keeps me coming back. They still want me, you know? So once again, try to center yourself and bring your body at the state of calm, cool, collective, responsible, healthy human being. You know, especially in this world we live in right now with all the crazies. If you can get rid of a couple crazies, do it. You know, so yeah. So hopefully my little podcasts that I've been doing now have been a little bit more insightful for you. I hope they give you a little bit of relief that you are not alone, and you can hear my crazy ass and all my stories with everything that goes on in my cuckoo cuckoo life. So yeah. So thank you so much for paying attention and listening. If you have questions, you know, send me a direct message, Daniel Coy Official on Instagram. And then for my wiggies out there, you definitely need to be in the Wig Hackers group. So much stuff goes down there that you'll be totally like, holy cow, it's a whole new community. Building up each other, helping each other, just all the information you can get from just scrolling down the page. You'll learn so much. You do need to find it and ask to join. So yeah. All right, guys. So I will see you on the next one.
Peace.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.